And a beautiful Arizona Saturday. Good morning to you all. If you're heading out of town this weekend, don't forget you can take Rosie on the House no matter where in the great state of Arizona you are going. You can check it rosieonthehouse.com/radio and see our six great statewide affiliates on AM and FM signals all across the state. If you've got a question, you can call in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. This is hour number two, the open line hour. Take anything and everything about your house, home, castle, or cabin. And hour number three, we will be talking about countertops today. Solid surfaces, which basically means anything but formica. I think Kultur marble's not classified in the solid surface.
It's pretty solid, but it's kind of losing out on a little bit of popularity with some of the other products that are becoming available.
I think the solid surface industry kind of turned its nose up at Kultur marble a little bit. Don't include that with us.
In our category, exactly.
Granite, quartz.
Quartz surfaces.
Really, really the hard surfaces. Acrylics are in that, but you don't see them like you used to anymore. Commercial application, I think, is the best fit for acrylic.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not a very warm, homey feeling.
No, it's a little bit more on a sterile environment, but you know, a lot of the quartz surfaces are really becoming popular, and there's some spectacular ones out there that just... Oof.
We'll be talking about that in the next hour right now. Let's start off with Joanna, who's called 1-888-767-4348. Welcome to the program, ma'am. How may we help you?
Well, we've got a driveway that needs resurfacing, and I saw a product Rust-Oleum makes called Extreme Concrete. Are you familiar with that at all?
I've never used that particular product, but I am familiar with the brand Rust-Oleum. They do make some good products, but let me ask you, where did you see it? Was it a TV ad? Was it something walking the hardware store?
We talked to the guy at Home Depot, and he said it works pretty well. And I thought if anybody knew how well it really worked, it'd be you guys.
Well, Joanne, what describe your driveway? Is it a concrete driveway? Is it the asphalt or
concrete driveway? I don't know. It could be asphalt, probably concrete.
Okay.
And it's got a lot of cracks in it. It's like 30 years old.
How big is it?
We need to just get it resurfaced. We don't want to tear it up. We're going to have to put something over the top of the current concrete or else leave it the cracks.
How big is it?
About 940 square feet.
Okay. My first thought with Rust-Oleum is every commercial and ad and every time I've seen it, and I'm not saying they don't sell it in bulk, but all I'm thinking of is spray bottle cans. That would be a lot of spray cans for 900 square feet. So we're going to want to first look at something in bulk. But before we even get to that, we're going to want to fill in those cracks. And sounds like a little bit of concrete repair is needed before we coat it. No matter what your finish application is, whether we're talking painting on your walls, painting on your exterior surfaces, or concrete coatings, tile, floor finish, everything's only as good as the surface that you're putting it on.
Exactly. And if there's a problem that's causing the degradation of the surface of your concrete, that probably needs to be addressed before you try to recoat the driveway. Is it subject to some irrigation overflow? Is it getting a lot of salts and minerals from the irrigation from the water that are affecting it? Are there tree roots that are growing underneath it or maybe, you know, lifting the concrete a little bit, maybe causing some of that cracking you're looking at?
Now, I don't see a city location from where Joanna is, but here's what we're going to do. There's a couple of resources that she can go to.
Mm-hmm.
Cohill's Building Specialty.
Yep.
They're not open to... They are open today, but they're usually closed at Saturdays by 11, so you'd have to move pretty quick to get down there. If this is a 30-year-old driveway, I'm going to guess we can wait another week or two to work in that. But they're downtown Phoenix by the airport, 3825 East Ann Street. We'll get you their number, 602-266-0462. they'll have the repair equipment and along with coating equipment.
And the product, absolutely.
There's Marvel Building Supplies. Border Concrete is where you'll find them. A lot of places they've combined. They've got locations in Phoenix, Tucson. They're all over the southwest border. Is El Paso, Las Vegas, Albuquerque. Between those two, they specialize in bulk. And again, I've not seen Rust-Oleum in anything bulk container, but they've got industrial strength equipment.
I was just going to
sell to.
I was just going to say I would probably shy away from some of the product that you maybe get at the local hardware store and go towards the more industrial grade product that are more durable that are going to probably give you a little bit better performance.
And we're going to be hearing in next hour a gentleman by the name of Danny Gutierrez talking about concrete surfaces for countertops. You want to talk about a solid surface, concrete's about as solid as you get, partner.
As you get, absolutely.
And he's going to share with us some of the options that are available through Quikrete. Well, Quikrete didn't start out as a countertop manufacturer. I mean, it's bag cement, and they've come a long way with their coatings. And when you get a brand like that that specializes in everything from consumer into bulk to commercial grade, I bet Danny, he usually listens. I bet you he's going to start that with, hey, you know what? For Joanna to call in your first hour, let me tell you.
I got the fix for Joanna.
Let me tell you something.
Well, stay tuned, Joanna. We'll see if we can get an answer for you in the next hour with Danny.
Let's swing out to Apache Junction and bring Joanna to the conversation. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the program.
Morning.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. My question is if you can recommend a real good quality stain to use on the outdoor Vegas and poles, you know, that you usually see in a Southwest design house.
Has anything been on?
Oh yeah. I'm sorry. I've lived here in the house for 11 years now. They've been out there for 11. I mean, I've treated them in the past, but I was trying to see if maybe you could recommend something that's better than what I've been using.
What have you been using?
Usually a product. Made by Flood, and it's CWF.
I think you're probably
you're
just
right. It hit the nail right on the head right there. That's the product you want to use for
it's,
that.
It's called Wood Life.
Yep.
Is the actual product name. It is made by the Flood Company. An incredible product. And if you're not familiar with Vegas, you're new to the area, or you're just not familiar with that term, it is the big round wood pole that sticks out at the top of the roof. Generally speaking, in modern building, that's not structural.
It's strictly appearance grade.
It is, and it's attached to wood or the concrete masonry behind the finished product, which is stucco. You know, that is the real old adobe style that they built with it. You know,
those
a couple
used
hundred
to be,
years ago.
Those used to be structural members. They were just an extension of the ceiling rafters that poked out the exterior wall.
They didn't have tape measures
when they were building.
No,
they didn't.
So you went with the size of log you had.
That's right.
And why cut extra?
Why cut it off? And I think builders these days put those Vegas on there just to keep homeowners busy, to give them something to do on the weekend. You know, when if they get bored, they got to maintain the Vegas because they split, they crack, they check. And rarely are they installed properly and flashed properly. So as they split and crack, water gets down inside, and they typically run back into your house. So maintaining those things, Joe, and keeping a good coat of that Flood product on them and keeping them, you know, in good shape is going to go a long ways towards, their life expectancy. So.
Now, if you haven't done this before or, we don't usually tell people to switch products once they've started using one. The fact that you're already using Wood Life, that's a great one, and it's one we've recommended for years and years. Another one we've started really, really and just endorsing with because everything that they have put out has just been premium. But PPG, Pittsburgh Paints, has a line of exterior wood penetrating sealers. There's a location in Mesa would be closest to you. Check out the PPG paints. They've got just an incredible. They're rich. They're deep in color. They're durable. If you haven't already been using Wood Life or you're looking for something to start with, you've got a new deck on the outside that's all natural wood. Check out a PPG paints as well. Great great products. We're going to go from Apache Junction to Wickenburg at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, and see what Eldon's working on. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I had a new building put up with overhead doors in it, and they put the seal that mounts onto the jamb that the door slides against.
Mm-hmm.
It's vinyl, and when the sun hits it, it bulges, and it pulls the nail out, and it screws in it, and it bulges anyway. Is there a replacement that doesn't have that problem?
There are wood weather stripping units available, Eldon. And I bet if you contact the company that installed those doors for you up there and say, hey, this vinyl product is failing, get me some wood stock. Typically that stuff is finger joint, though, and we would recommend before it's installed to make sure that you put a good coat of primer and paint on both sides, not only on the front side but on the back side.
So paint it before you put it up.
Paint it before you put it up, exactly.
And what that does is, you know, you can't see it, but the unpainted surface on the exterior, water still gets back there.
Absolutely. It'll absorb humidity, whether it's on the front or the back. And if you seal the back off, it'll keep that from happening, and it'll extend the life of that weather strip dramatically.
Helps keep bugs out between that spot. Absolutely. Is a notorious place when
Absolutely.
You're putting a new garage door in. You always find cobwebs and bugs and insects. A good kills. I mm-hmm. saw you using some kills
yep.
the other day.
Yep, yep. Out in the shop.
We've Getting got a, ready for some fascia.
I've got a little fascia replacement project, and I've got some redwood fascia we got to replace next week on a homeowner's home in Arcadia. And I've got three coats of latex kills primer on the front, the back, and both edges. And after I cut it, those cut edges are going to receive some more primer to seal them up. So it's going to be a bulletproof installation. So, Eldon, get some wood product, and you'll be good to go.
We're going to go to Tucson when we get back. It's Rosie on the house.